Let's do this ad.
Alright. My liege, you've summoned me.
Yes. Great night, Bill. I have but one quest for you, should you accept it at the honor of your ordained king.
Of course, my liege, anything.
Don't worry, I was the king, assumed you'd say yes. You should enter your film in the Galactic, Boston Collective Film Festival. You should enter your film there.
Sir, are you mad? That seems...
I'm aware you're a trained knight.
My time is better spent doing, other
knightly
things.
But think about
things.
It this way. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston and enter your film. I understand we've spent thousands training you as a knight, giving you servants to help you be a knight, but do this instead.
What would I submit there?
Oh, you can submit anything. A podcast, if those exist in this time of knights. You can submit any... We accept any art. And the thing about it, my loyal subject, kneel a little more. I know you're kneeling, but kneel more.
All right. It's hard in the
kneel more servantly. Yes, that's more subservient for me. You can submit any piece of art, and the winners will get a chance to have their work featured on ASMR Kittens YouTube or Twitch channel. She has over 30,000 watches there. That's exposure bigger than the biggest film festivals combined. An opportunity you'd have to pay many galleons for. If galleons aren't a thing that Harry Potter made up and are real coins in real life, pretty sure they're not. Cougarans, also wrong time period. Gold. But it's quite cheap, and you can go right now, filmfreeway.com/Boston.
That sounds actually quite nice.
Do you own a camera?
I can find one.
Is it 1500s? We didn't establish that.
Then yes, I have this camera. Apparently this is
it's
a camera.
It's the future!
My squire found this thing that he calls a camera.
It's 3022, the year. It's the future. Knights and kings have come back. Surprise, was not the past. Filmfreeway.com/Boston, B-O-A, filmfreeway.com/Boston.
Hello, Hack Thoughters. How are you? This is Hack Thought Podcast, and I'm Mike. This is a mini episode. Okay, here's the situation. We recorded 6 hours of hilarious stuff. Hilarious. There's nothing you can do in the world of comedy, by the way, to hype yourself up. I'm hilarious. You sound like such an asshole. It's what keeps comedians and clowns humble. Watch my hilarious thing. I had to write that. This is me complaining about the industry. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear how I'm forced to write things like, watch my hilarious comedy show? There used to be other people to do that. There aren't anymore. Everyone has to hype themselves. We are our own flavor type flaves. There's the id, the ego, and the flavor flave. I get that because I took psych in high school. I didn't take that. You actually have to study to pass that class. No way. Anyway, me and Bill, this is Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. This is a mini episode. We recorded 5 hours of amazing stuff, not one 5-hour episode. We recorded all this really funny. We have a lot of good stuff coming up, including one of my favorite episodes where we did an all telephone sketches improv, 1 hour session where we're just people calling on the telephone, inspired by hating that. So instead we have a mini episode, so we stay on schedule. If you're new to the show, wow, it's a mini episode and this is stupid, but if you're new to the show, you still have a treat. So shut up, get off my lawn. Here is when we get trapped in a situation like explaining what a mini episode is. We tell each other that we're stuck in a river, and boy, we do a little sketch where someone feels a little sketch where it feels like someone's stuck. Can I tell you what the internet sounds like to me simultaneously? It sounds like someone trying to sell you a car while simultaneously, like, a school teacher in elementary school tries to, or like a Hebrew school or Sunday school teacher tries to convince you something is fun. That's what the internet sounds like to me with your whole, check it out, go and click. That's what you get when you combine those two people in the Cronenberg fly machine. Anyway, when we get stuck in a river, we do a little sketch of us getting stuck in a river, and it feels like I'm stuck in a river. This is a preview of an upcoming episode, if that's not clear. See you in 2 weeks, right? I'm stuck in a river, right now. Anyway, I'm stuck in a river. Hi, hey, this is Mike from AT&T. Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, just so you're aware.
I'm stuck in a river. Wait, what is it? What are you aware of?
I'm not on AT&T.
So yeah, that's just where I work. It has nothing to do with what...
You brought it up pretty quickly, considering you're in a river.
Sort of
and
force
you
of felt habit.
You felt the need to tell me your job.
Well, I am stuck in a river. Well, the thing is, it's all about networking. Can I get out of this river and not drown? And can I make a connection here? That's what life's about. Have kids, post them on Instagram. That might get you more business. See what I'm saying? Life and death don't really matter so long as I connect to people. I am drowning. We saw your number here. And I'm part of the outreach team. And I wanted to call you to let you know I'm drowning in a river. Would you be interested in saving me today?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so what I need you to do is if you could give me your current AT&T password.
See, again, I don't have AT&T, so I wouldn't be able to give you my AT&T.
You need to reset your password.
In some ways, I need to get a password, so I don't have a password.
I can't give you a password. As part of the drowning...
I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you.
Well, the thing is that it's not relevant to me drowning. I'm just drowning.
You are just drowning.
Yeah, I have a problem. And I can't stop pretending I work at AT&T, and I do
that.
That
is true, but just
way in life.
During this, I'm not drowning at all, so I could take most of my day, and you probably can't take most of your day, because if you take most of your day, you wouldn't really be drowning.
A lot of customers say that, yeah, and so we've had reports of that. You're the third person I've called. And so the thing is I'm super drowning in a river. If you don't have an AT&T password, even when I'm at the AT&T building, if I'm honest with you, sir, oh, hold on, there's a fish crawling in my mouth. When I'm at the AT&T, that's not my department. Now, this has nothing to do with drowning, but I'm not at the office, first of all, just to let you understand. So I know this is
frustrating. I would hope, because if you're drowning at your office, that'd be bad.
You'd see it on the news if there was a river running through an AT&T office.
Yeah.
Which news, though? Would you? Do you ever get frustrated in movies when people all of a sudden know something because it's on the news? I don't watch the news all day. How would I know?
Exactly.
Do you ever think about that?
If they're told that something is important on the news, the minute they turn to that station, it's the exact moment that gives you the proper amount of information.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's covering it. No one's doing a different story, or it's not a commercial. That's sort of funny and meta, but I'm talking more about how the fact that the people who would be aware that this world event was going on is the type of person who turns on the news or watches the news, like, during their workday. Which is weird, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
The thing is about it is that if you switch to AT&T today, which again, I can't do for you, you'll have lots of benefits. It doesn't have anything to do with me drowning in a river. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
So if you're interested, can I have a follow-up email? Now, you can't email back. It's no reply at riversaregoingintomyorifices.biz. I'm going to send you an email.
You had me, but orifice is one of those words that I hate the sound of, and I hate hearing it, and when people say it, it makes me uncomfortable. So if you keep going with the word orifice, I'm not going to be able to help you at all.
Have you ever thought about opening a business in the New York province of Long Island and calling it Orifice Office to see them try and say that?
I have, but then I'd have to hear that word, and then if there's the chance they say
Orifice Office,
don't like it.
Orifice Office. Johnny had a little bit of problem with his going caca. We got to go to your office.
Yeah, so, and that would literally be hell for me, and yes, I'm purposely using the word literally, literally hell, and that is the fullest definition of hell.
I'm
just
demon,
hearing
I
one
would,
word.
Yeah, welcome, this is the nanogans at, wait, forgetting all the, Nassau, hey, this is the Nassau County office, I understand you're having some caca problems, fill out this form, I gotta ask you some questions. How hard is your caca? Would you say you have hard caca or soft caca?
Well, like a loose
caca. Okay. Now, could you on this picture, do you know how desks work? If you could draw a drawer for the office. See that drawer over there? I want you to draw the drawer of the office.
My pencil. I don't have a pencil.
Ironically, I got stuck in a river while getting stuck in a river.
I was about to get stuck in a river. I was like, I feel myself sinking.
I see you, and I don't know why I always take on an authoritative thing whenever you're stuck in the river. But sir, you're in the river. I'm gonna have to write you a ticket.
You're gonna have to write me a ticket for being in the river.
It's like that thing where if people commit suicide, they somehow get disc benefits. You're stuck in a river. I need to write you a ticket.
Is there anybody else that can help me? Because I'm not on my
watch.
Okay. Well, are you going to help me or are you going to write me the ticket first?
Both. I'm helping you learn. This will rehabilitate you in the criminal system.
Okay. Yeah, because it is up to my waist now. As we started, it was only at my ankles, so I am drowning rather rapidly.
Sir, you better hope it doesn't get to your nipples because that's a different ticket.
Okay,
it's like how speeding fines increase the more you go over. You know?
Well, Could one make the argument that I'm actually swimming, I'm just stuck swimming, and I would just like some assistance?
That's not for me. I'm not the judge. I'm not judge, jury, and executioner. I'm a person who's on the street who gets to randomly assign crimes I see.
Well, it does sound like you are a little bit of an executioner, so.
Well, the thing is, sir, is learn from your mistakes. Rehabilitate yourself. Take this ticket, okay? I'm going to hand it to you.
How about you grab my hand, though?
See, now I have to write you another ticket for resisting a ticket.
I'm not resisting it. I'm just asking.
I've been trying to give you a ticket and you're resisting it. That's resisting a ticket. Quite frankly, as soon as you got in the river and didn't go and get a ticket and not do the crime, that's resisting a ticket. Our most political show ever. Sata, cha-cha-cha. All right.